New speed limit signs will start appearing on side streets in Victoria next spring, after the city adopted a new default speed limit of 30 km per hour on neighborhood roads. The rollout of the new signage is expected to happen over several years. Where the new signs are erected first will be based on factors such as collision history, the presence of vulnerable populations, parks, schools, care facilities, and community centers. The city will start by extending to a full day the 30 km per hour zone around some schools and parks. Municipal councils have the authority to set speed limits on roads under their jurisdiction. The new default limit won't apply to arterial streets such as Bay, Blanchard, Cook and Douglas, or secondary arterial streets such as parts of Dallas Road, Finlayson Street, Government Street and Fort Street, or collector streets such as Belleville Street, Caledonia Avenue, Fowl Bay Road and Menzies Street. The initiative was inspired by Vision Zero, created in Europe in the 1990s, which aims to reduce fatalities through better road design, speed reduction and other measures. A city report said slower speeds contribute to improved comfort for pedestrians and cyclists, less noise and less severe outcomes when collisions occur. The report noted collisions with vulnerable road users at 30 km per hour or less correlate with a 10% probability of death, compared with a 30% probability of death at 40 km per hour or 85% at 50 km per hour. In July, Saanich Council unanimously approved a plan to evaluate and potentially reduce speed limits on the municipality's streets. Two types of streets are being considered for speed evaluation: Type A streets, which don't have a continuous yellow center line, and 9 Type B corridors, which do. Among the corridors to be studied are Sayward Road to Cadboro Bay Road, Cedar Hill Cross Road, Harriet Road from Gorge Road West to Mackenzie Avenue, Tillicum Road, Gorge Road West, Prospect Lake Road, Old West Saanich Road and Oldfield Road, West Saanich Road and Emily Carr Drive. The road study for the 9 Type B corridors is expected to take 9 to 11 months and be implemented at the end of 2023. The default speed limit in BC municipalities is now 50 km per hour. A Duffy at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at TimesColonist.com.